Waylon had spent the night by himself in a bedroom suite attached to but not part of the house. Svetlana had previously made it clear that Sasha was in many ways an old-fashioned man and that she preferred to avoid his disapproval. Sunday morning arrived sooner than anticipated. A car door slammed shut outside his window, and he awakened with a start. The sound of crunching pebbles could be heard as heavy footsteps strode across the gravel driveway. Sitting at the edge of bed, he strained to read the luminescent dial on his wristwatch. 4 a.m., he said to himself. What the heck's going on? But the noise had stopped just as quickly as it had appeared, and fatigue prevailed. He fell back to sleep. At 8 a.m., he reawakened to a brightly sunlit morning and the faint aroma of freshly brewing coffee. He quickly showered, dressed, and made his way to the dining room in search of breakfast. Svetlana and Sasha were already seated, drinking coffee and eating freshly baked black bread in silence.
Good morning,
Waylon said with a sleepy smile. Turning towards her father, who was engrossed in the newspaper and for whom silence at the dining room table was a rule, she placed her finger across her lips.
Good morning.
Considering the speed with which Mama had served and removed the dishes from the table, Waylon had assumed that something unusual was in progress. So, when Sasha had drained the last drop of coffee from his large mug, rose from his seat and gestured for them to follow, he was not surprised when Svetlana pulled him inside and put her lips to his ear.
There is a guest to whom we must attend.
He followed them into the library and waited as Sasha pressed a hidden button, causing a section of the paneled wall to slide back, revealing a large gray-toned room. On its far end sat a motorized hospital bed, while its center housed a tall, red, many-drawered metal cabinet of the type used by mechanics. He had visited this room on one prior occasion during the O'Lara affair, when, after the capture of the AIF leader Jamal Taroub, he bore witness to an artful drug-assisted interrogation. The wall completed its journey and they entered. A lifeless form lay upon the crisp white-sheeted bed. Waylon approached but stopped several feet from its edge, his mouth agape with a horrified expression.
How did you? Why did you have to do it this way?
There was little time to lose. If we are to find those responsible for the sexy toxin, we must act quickly.
But how did you get them here?
We used the most expeditious method. 40 drugs and a private jet.